Morning, everybody. Welcome to EMP, and also welcome for member who join in Zoom. Okay, let us start with a word of prayer. Yes, Father, thank you. Thank you for good day that you give it to us, so that this morning we can start with fellowship with you. We pray that Holy Spirit can speak to us. What is the meaning of fellowship with God? Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, brothers and sisters, let us continue our Bible reading from 1 John chapter 4, 30 to 21. 13 to 21. By this we know that we abide in Him and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. We have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this, love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, because he, as he is, so also are we in the world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment, and the one who fear is not perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If someone say, I love God, and hate his brother, he is a liar. For the one who does not love his brother whom he has been, cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this is commandment we have from him, that the one who loves God should love his brother also. So, brother and sister, at the beginning, John gave us the way how to know God. And then John tried to explain the sign of people who know God. And then the second step of knowing God is fellowship with God. I think it is also good for us to talk about a little bit about knowing God first, and then after that, fellowship with God. My question is, how human can have knowledge of God? Of course, first, man has inborn knowledge of God. Inborn knowledge of God, that means when we come to the world and growing as a human, in our heart has something that brings us go that God is exist. Yeah. For example, if we do something wrong, we feel so guilty. So the guilty feeling is connected with knowledge of God. And then this is natural, come to ourselves when we come to the world. I think this is not something wrong, because we know in the Bible it tell us that we are created in the image of God. So that image is also going down. Even we are sinful nature, but we still have image of God. And then from this image of God, we go to knowing God. This is what we call inborn knowledge. The second, man also acquires knowledge of him by learning. By learning. So we have knowledge of God by learning. We have two ways to know God. Number one, from God's general revelation. For example, if we open Psalm chapter 8, the writer, knowing God, by observes all the world, and then he writes all his observation, and then we read this all observation. Yeah. Or if you like hiking, then you can go around Hong Kong. I think it is good season to hiking in Hong Kong because we cannot go to anywhere because of Omicron. Yeah. Even go back to Indonesia, you need to stay at hotel for 14 days. Shocked me. Thanks God I didn't buy the ticket. When we go hiking and then we see some beautiful area, and then we can know, oh yeah, there must be someone greater who can create this all thing. So what we call common revelation. The other one is special revelation. My question is, why we still need special revelation? The answer, because inborn and general revelation only bring us know that God is exists. Yeah, I repeat again, inborn and general revelation bring us that God is exists. But if you want to know more about God, you need something special. Special revelation bring us know that God is pure spirit. And then special revelation tell us that God is a person. Yeah. And then special revelation teach us that if you want to know God, you must go through Jesus. And then finally, from Jesus, we have fellowship with God. Without Jesus, we cannot have fellowship with God. First John chapter 1:12, because we believe Jesus Christ, then we become his son. Before, my understanding about become son of God is talking about something that we get after we die, but actually no. Yeah, of course, we will get something after we die, but starting, God changed your status in his mind from the sinner become son of God, and then from that point, you have fellowship with God. So, fellowship with God must be the first and the precious gift that God give it to you. Because in the Bible, when you see the story of Adam, the story of Israel, Judah, the problem, God cannot have fellowship with them because they all have sin. So, they live by themselves. But once you believe Jesus Christ, you have connection with God. And then not only connection, but God bring you to fellowship with him. Remember, brothers and sisters, the purpose of John write this letter is in order you and me can have fellowship with God. Now, John want to tell us more deeper what is the meaning of fellowship with God, and then what is the result of fellowship with God, and then how he used this kind of term to kick out the false teacher. Because the false teacher, they teach about unholiness. But John said, a believer must live as the light, must live pure, must live in holiness. Why John say this all? Because John said, we have fellowship with God. Now, follow me to verse 13. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his spirit. Brothers and sisters, I'm not too good in English grammar, but I want to ask myself why the writer write, he has given us of his spirit. Yeah. My simple understand, if the student write this sentence to me, then I say, your sentence is incorrect. The correct one is, he has given us his spirit. Why must put of spirit? And then go back to Greek word. There is a meaning of this word of in this sentence. Yeah. The writer want to tell us that if we have fellowship with God, we do not get his spirit, because you need to have his spirit first, and then after that you have fellowship with God. So fellowship with God is not give you the spirit of God. You get the spirit of God before you have fellowship with God. You get the point? Yeah? Before. So when you believe Jesus Christ, you get his spirit. And then by his spirit, then you can enter fellowship with God. Then what does it mean? He has given us of his spirit. The word of want to tell us that after you get Holy Spirit and then you go have fellowship with God, then you need to result something from your fellowship with Holy Spirit. This is the quotation that I get. Yeah. The product of participation in the Spirit's presence. The product of participation. So John want to tell us what is the product of participation when Holy Spirit is in your life. You get the point? What is the product? I mean, if you have fellowship with God, if you have fellowship in spirit, then you must have something outcome. And remember, brothers and sisters, one of the writers who wrote a lot about the Holy Spirit is John. You can go to the Gospel of John. Yeah, how the Spirit lead us in knowledge, how the Spirit lead us in sharing, how the Spirit lead us in anything. Now, John tell us that when you have spirit, then you need to have the outcome. What is the product of spirit that is in your life? Oh, brothers and sisters, this is an important question. This is an important question. Yeah. Because most of us just talk about Receive the Spirit. Of course, receive the Spirit is important. But more important after that is, what is the product of Spirit that live or result as your fellowship with God? This is number one. Number two, we can see that we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he is in God. God abides in him, he in God. Brothers and sisters, when we have spirit, and then we have fellowship with God, the result of fellowship with God is we stay with God. We stay with God. In the Old Testament, most in the book of Psalm, we can see that stay in God is the most happiness in human life. Let us open Psalm 84. Verse 10. For a day in your court is better than a thousand outside. For a day in your court is better than thousand outside. So when I connected this verse and then the verse that we read in the first John, a day in the court is better than a thousand outside. So this is the first results that we get from fellowship with God, fellowship with the Spirit. A day in God is better than thousand day outside. That means the first result that we get from the fellowship with God is happiness. Yeah, happiness. Today, we really live in very, very boring time. You know, very, very boring time. I'm so stressed. I'm boring. I want to leave Hong Kong. But when I come back Hong Kong, I need to go 14 days quarantine, go to 21 days quarantine. Boring. Burn out. But let me tell you, brothers and sisters. Yeah. Don't be stressed. The Bible says, go deep. Have fellowship with God that bring you full happiness. This is the first one. The second one, we see, go back to 1 John chapter 4. By this, verse 17, by this, love is perfected with us so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. We may have confidence. Yeah. We may have confidence. brothers and sisters, if we continue to see the world, yeah, we hope then that there is no pandemic. We hope there is no pandemic. Yeah, that what we hope. That what all the smart people work in order to kick out the pandemic. It's about almost 2 years. People almost smile because the number of COVID-19 is getting down. But then 5 days ago, people was shocked. Oh yeah, there is another one called Omicron. Yeah. And then when I read the book of Revelation, I can see that the plague that happened in the world caused 1/3 of people died. This is what the book of Revelation said. Yeah. So that the pandemic must be worse and worse in the future. This make us fear. Yeah, this make us fear. Because we know that after the pandemic, the end of time is coming. You believe or not, this is what the Bible told us. After the pandemic, the end of the time. And then sometimes we fear with what the book Revelation tell us. Oh yeah, so terrible. Yeah, war in this area, pandemic in that area, yeah, and then earthquake in that area. That means God already give us the sign. But thanks God, brothers and sisters, the Bible told us that 1 Corinthians 17, by this love is perfected with us so that we may have confidence, the word of confidence, in the day of judgment. Confidence. How confident we are. 100% confidence. Yeah, 100% confident. Like a children in the hand of their parents. Go to the school. And then no one can bully him because he come with their parents. Have you ever have this kind of experience? Every day you get bullied from your friend. And then finally one day your father said, I will go with you. And then that day when you go to the school, you are not walking like old guy. But that day you go to the school like a bull, a buffalo. So confident. Why you have that confidence? Because you go with your parents. Brothers and sisters, the world will end. The judgment will come. But the Bible told us, we have confidence because we have fellowship with God. Yeah, we stay with God, we stay behind God, we stay in God. That bring us confidence, no fear. Yeah, we have peace. That what I feel in this pandemic season. Oh yeah, I have confidence. I have peace. I have joy. You know, sometimes I'm thinking some crazy thing. Okay, if there is a virus among Indonesian fellowship, then we go quarantine together, and then we make fellowship in quarantine camp, and we sing so loud, so confident. And then after 14 days come out, if we died, then we sing again in the heaven. How we so sure, brothers and sisters? Because we have confidence in fellowship with God. And then number three is the last one is, okay, if you have fellowship with God, then the fellowship with God become perfect when you love each other. Again, John repeat the same theme. Love each other. Yeah, love each other. There are a lot of different opinion in our fellowship. Yeah, even in the family, we can have different opinion. But different opinion cannot bring division in God body, because all of us stay in one place, fellowship with God. That's why we need to love each other. We need to show each other. Love, sometimes it doesn't mean only giving. But love also must be understand as accepting. It's easy for us to give, but can you accept other people who are a little bit weird, who are a little bit funny, or who are a little bit, how I can say, have you met people that whenever he speak with you, no connect? In house, for example, yeah, everybody come with the same topic, but this one always come with his own topic, and then he speak a lot, and then he want to control the fellowship. Really annoying. But we need to accept him, as our brother. Yeah, we need to accept. And this is the sign of having fellowship with God. If you have fellowship with God, then you have love, then you can accept all the people around you in the church. So there is no competition in the church. Yeah, there is no division in the church. All become one family. We love each other. We help each other. So this is the sign of fellowship with God. So go deep to your fellowship with God. And number one, you have happiness. Number two, you have confidence. Number three, the fellowship with God produce another love for our brother and sister. God bless us. I just want you to remember three verses in this morning, verse 13, verse 17, and verse 21. So these three verses lead us to understanding what is the meaning that we have fellowship with God. Keep in mind these three verses. God bless us.
Jesus.
brothers and sisters, we all already enter in the presence of God. We all have privilege to have fellowship with God. We already reserve this time to have fellowship with God. Now it is our time to download everything from God. What is your need? If you are unhappy, if you feel fear, worry, it is a time to download everything from God. Happiness, joy, peace. But don't forget, brothers and sisters, after you get everything from God, the Bible tells us, please love one another. Love one another. You cannot say, I love you, God, but you hate your brother, your sister, your neighbor. You need to love your brother, your sister, your church member, because this is one packet, loving God and loving other. Remember, after you get everything from God, please remember this, love other people. I give you a moment to download everything that you need. Father, thank you. Thank you if we can download anything from you, Father. Yes. Even for the small thing, we can say it and ask in God. Because the Bible told us, if we abide in you and you abide in us, ask. Whatever you ask, you will get it. Thank you, Father, for this privilege. Yeah, you know that all your member already asked something from you, and then we have confidence that God will answer the best for us. Thank you, Father. And then finally, Father, please teach us, give us power so that we can love one another in the context of family, in the context of marketplace, in the context of church. We need to love each other. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, brothers and sisters, let us show our love by praying for the community who have cancer, running chemotherapy, radiation. We pray that God show His power for them. Let's pray together. Also pray for community who are in illness, but at the same time we pray for their spiritual salvation. We pray that God will open their heart so that they can see and then they can accept Jesus Christ. Let's pray for them. Thank you. Also pray for brothers and sisters who are in infirmities, special condition. Yeah, we pray that God will touch their body, take out all the weakness in their body. Let's pray together. Let's bring our brothers and sisters who are looking for new job, better job. We pray that God will prepare and give the best for them. Brothers and sisters, let us bring our prayer for mission in China. We have brother Pastor Hansu, Pastor Ricky, all brothers and sisters who are doing ministry in China. We pray that God will extend their ministry. We also pray for China people. We pray that God's blessing come upon in their lives so that they can see Jesus Christ as the Lord in their life. Let's pray together. Let also pray for both Pisem, Pinet, Kiwan, and all brothers and sisters who are sitting in board of director in our church. Let's pray for them so that God always lead them, give them guidance, wisdom in leading our church. Let's pray together. Let's pray for young adult fellowship, men ministry, and woman ministry. Yes, we pray that all fellowship, really, not only physical fellowship, but also spiritual fellowship, that God is in them. Let's pray together. also pray for SP 2.0, or maybe we can extend this prayer by praying for SP so that using internet online, we can reach more people through our church. Let us pray for pregnant mom. We pray that God will take care mom and baby in the womb. Yeah, when time is up, pretty mom delivery the baby, pretty baby come out, and praise the Lord. Yeah, we pray for this group. Finally, we pray for house church. Yeah, it's a time to have fellowship. It's a time to have love, love each other. We pray that God bless all house church. Father Lord Jesus, thank you for new knowledge that you have given to us. Thank you because you already opened our mind, our heart to see the beauty of having fellowship with you. Father, please lead us to have the fruit as the result of having fellowship with you, so that people can see how beauty the fellowship of God, and everybody want to join. Use our life, Father, as an instrument that can bring people have fellowship with you. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, have a nice day. God bless you, and always have fellowship with God.